the right to vote is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back. That is why one of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. That is why we are working to block the adoption of discriminatory redistricting plans that dilute the vote of black voters and other voters of color.
Member of the Board of Elections at DeKalb County, Georgia, quote, despite no evidence to support their claims, we, unfortunately, are preparing for the onslaught of significantly more voter challenges by certain groups attempting to remove voters from the voter roll ahead of the November general election. Despite no evidence to support their claims. Pro-Trump Stop the Steal activists are ramping up efforts to kick people off the voter rolls in a whole bunch of swing states, not just to make it harder for people to vote, but also, according to reporting today's New York Times, to create fodder for conservatives challenging the election results if Trump loses the election again. That's new reporting from the New York Times, including reporter Nick Carsoniti and Alexandra Brezon. Nick Carsoniti joins us now here in studio. Nick, thanks very much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So I feel like it's been a lot of years that I've been covering what I would call voter suppression efforts, effort to clean the voter rolls, meaning purge people off the voter rolls. It always seems to happen right before elections. It often seems to target mostly Democratic voters. It often seems to be done by conservative-leaning groups. This feels not just tactically, or not just technologically different, it feels sort of tactically different, that there's a kind of a new element to it this year. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think one of the things that's very new right now is just how coordinated this is, both on like a very large macro level and then at the state level. So we've seen these loose networks of people who are Stop the Steal, who are either election deniers or people who are just very conservative on issues of voting, all kind of coming together and uniting under some leaders. Cleta Mitchell, you know, the lawyer who helped Trump try and overturned some of the results in the 2020 election, has been a leader. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, who's, you know, believes that machines are corrupted, he's another leader. And what they've done is they've kind of established this loose connection where they meet on Zoom, they meet on calls in states like Michigan and Georgia and Arizona, and they're talking and trading tactics, and they're building software. They're actually building new software now. In Georgia, there's two new pieces of software that are about to roll out for this election specifically. So it's
designed to target voters who they want to get kicked off the rolls.
Yeah, one will be looking exactly at the National Change of Address form and trying to identify voters that have changed. And another is this database that is basically like a couple million voter files. And then they try and match that to other databases, kind of like what Eric used to do until they got rid of Eric. And those are being developed, you know, by a conservative leaning organization just to help facilitate voter challenges. So it's a much more sophisticated effort. And they're also getting much more savvy in some of these tactics. Like in Michigan, for example, they discovered a law on state books from 1954 that said that if an elector challenges another elector, singular, then there's a process that begins and they attest to it with a signed affidavit that voter must be removed from the rolls if they don't respond within 30 days. That's very different than the federal statute and the NVRA, which is two federal election cycles. So they found a loophole
that lets them move more aggressively.
Exactly. And so they started sending these notes directly to municipal clerks saying that you have to follow this law. And we found, you know, these voters, sometimes it was dozens, sometimes it was just four, saying we checked, we're attesting to this. And due to this law on state books, you have to follow the law. And some clerks were like, okay. And in Genoa, about 100 were removed. In Waterford, there was about 1,000 removed.
Wow.
Now, the Secretary of State stepped in once we actually noticed this. My colleague, Ali Berzon, on the story, was the one who found this in the first place. And so just the fact that they were able to find this
state law. The clerk didn't know about it until you called and asked for comment.
The Secretary of State.
Secretary of State.
Yeah.
I don't speak Supreme Courtese, but all I read was shade, and more shade from your former boss, Justice Sotomayor, and her colleagues. They opened in their what felt like more of a dissent, honestly, than a concurrence. in which they said, y'all did too much. You just had to say states can't enforce Section 3 and leave it there, but you had to keep going. You felt like you had to tell people how to enforce Section 3. You felt like you had to instruct Congress. Did you read that as shade as I did?
I think it was shade all the way down, Joy. And more than that, I think this was nominally a concurrence, but it had real big D energy, big dissent energy. And they basically made clear that this is a court that's kind of high on its own supply. It name-checked the Chief Justice in the first opening paragraph. Again, I think that was meant to indicate that he was the principal architect of the per curiam opinion, and also to make clear that someone who is ostensibly an institutionalist at this court didn't necessarily seem to be an institutionalist in this instance, where the court went much further than they needed to decide this question. And by the end, these three ladies were essentially saying that this court is pretty much enabling Donald Trump in a lot of ways, not necessarily directly, but in these opinions and going further than they have to, they've basically laid a foundation where Section 3 is virtually inoperative after the election, and Congress is authorized to do everything. But Congress, as Jenna Griswold said, is not really in a position to act expeditiously going forward.
Do the clerks and the local officials who are being targeted by these efforts, obviously it's voters who are being targeted, but they're being targeted through local officials. Do the local officials like kind of have the wherewithal to deal with this? Do they know what they're up against? Are they being kind of pushed into this? They're being told they're breaking the law and they must do what these activists want them to do.
Well, I think some are very much afraid of breaking the law. And, you know, they're under a microscope like they've never been before.
Yeah.
There's poll watchers everywhere who are, you know, trying to either catch a mistake, catch anything that they can to seize on to either challenge or kind of change the election. So I think so many election officials are overtaxed. They're underpaid. You know, all election offices across the country don't have enough money to simply carry out elections. And there's been numerous laws recently preventing them from getting other sources of money. And then Congress isn't passing the bill or part of the budget in Congress to give elections more money. So they have a lot on their plate. And if they see an email that's like, you got to follow the law, some just think, I have to follow the law. It's in front of me.
Right.
Others are more familiar with this. You know, if you look at Georgia in the 2021 Senate runoff elections, there were 360,000 voter challenges. That's a massive amount of challenges. They hadn't seen that forever. So they're a little bit more familiar with the statutes, and they're ready to you know, assess these, how valid they are. They do have a process that they have to follow. Georgia passed a law in 2021 that kind of expanded what you can do to challenge a voter. But they're a little bit more prepared.
Yeah. If they're getting blowtorch attention from one side, that's going to have an effect in terms of how they react. And they're going to need support, among other things, to know the right thing to do and to be able to stand up against pressure. But I will just leave you with this. There's no magic spell. There's no solution that is going to come, say, from the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court did the favor of reminding us all of that today when they ruled that Trump will stay on the ballot all over the country. They gave us that reminder today after last week. They made sure we knew it in the first place when they somewhat inexplicably took action to delay all the Trump criminal trials except the one they couldn't stop. Until after the election. There's no magic wand coming to stop this thing. There's no, you know, magic beans that you can grow here that make some beanstalk take us away from all of this. There's only one way out of this. Pick one. The Democratic Party has picked its nominee. Yes, it's an old guy who is doing practical, normal, and popular things as president and who has a lot to show for it, particularly in terms of how well things are going economically since he has been at the helm. The Republican Party is pretty obviously picking their guy as well, also an old guy who, for example, cannot say the word Venezuela and who has no idea who is the current president of the United States, currently riding high on his party's abortion bans and measles curious virological denialist free associating. He's trying to warm the American people up to the idea of just a little bit of dictatorship from him. And he's getting us ready to, you know, start building camps to hold millions because his advisors say the deportations start at noon on day one. The courts are not going to help. The law will be a sidebar to the main decision. You will make this decision. The only way this decision will be made is by you picking one, by you volunteering and donating and campaigning and deciding it matters enough to you to not only vote, but to help. to help your candidate try to win. The Republican Party really, really is amazing right now. But the only thing that will stop them is Democrats winning instead. Period. Full stop. Thank you, United States Supreme Court, for the clarification. The campaign, if we didn't know it already, the campaign starts now.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
It's Tuesday, 5 March in the year of our Lord, 2024. It is Super Tuesday. But as we said for a long time, it's really the general election starts. And you heard Rachel Maddow. Remember, Rachel Maddow is the brains of the operation. What she says, she drives MSNBC. She's like the executive editor. What she says in her show only comes on Mondays now, drives the entire network, and it inextricably links with the New York Times. She said it yesterday after starting with how crazy the Republican Party is, how evil the Republican Party is. She gave it to him with both barrels. Hey, the courts are not going to save us. The Supreme Court's not going to step in here. All this nonsense, all the lawfare is not going to work. They now have to focus on, quote unquote, winning, which means for them stealing. And then they had the a really strong, tough reporter at the New York Times, Nick Crestani, who's a grinder, who's done this amazing deep dive onto many of the folks that we have on here all the time. We're going to have four of the best. We got Engelbrecht. We got Cleta Mitchell. We got Mike Lindell. We got Patty McMurray, because the Gateway Pundit and their efforts up in Michigan are all mentioned in this article. And you saw she ended the show by this, and you should have seen her face. It was like in tears, because they understand that we are fighting back at a grassroots level and will not allow, under any circumstances, a repeat of how this election was stolen in 2020. I want to start with Catherine Engelbrecht. She's at a conference. Catherine, True the Vote, you've got a big part of this article. Tell us, do they have a right to be? Garland says that you're a nativist, xenophobe, racist, all of it, because of the work that True the Vote's doing. And, of course, the New York Times has many unpleasant things to say about you. Your response?
Look, these folks, it's just, it's another day in bizarro world. They want to hardwire an inaccurate process and institutionalize the fraud. And then they use these media puppets to try to convince us that wrong is right. And you said it exactly correctly, that America's sick of it. We're sick of it. And we are fighting back and we're winning. But we have to stand on principle. Our election process is broken. And that is what I'm so thrilled to see so many other organizations standing up and taking action. It's exactly what needs to happen. Not a moment too soon. And here we are. We should expect this caterwauling to continue. And we're going to keep fighting back.
Catherine, I want people, part of this is that each of you doing work, and they're saying you guys have hundreds of thousands of people working with you, but you're forming like a soft alliance. Where do people go right now? I know you got to bounce back in your meeting. Where do people go right now to find all the work you're doing and do a deep dive on True the Vote?
And go to truethevote.org, and at the top of the page, you'll see a button that says engage. Click on that, and from that will be a drop down of all the ways you can connect with us. But whether you work with True the Vote or any other organization, please engage, engage, engage. This year, voting is not enough. Please engage, serve, be a part of your local elections. We are winning.
Remember, they imprisoned Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht to break them. Couldn't break them. Catherine Engelbrecht, you're an American patriot and hero. Thank you for joining us this morning, ma'am.
Thanks so much for having me.
Maddow focused exactly like she always does on the thing itself. That is, it's all down now to Trump's going to have a massive turnout. can they steal it? Cleta Mitchell, Mike Lindell, Patty McMurray, next in the War Room.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Gold just hit hit an all-time high, $2,137. Bitcoin is 0.5% away from its all-time high. I think folks are understanding what they're doing. You know, Johnson, I'm not making this up. We're trying to get Chip Roy on for later today, I think. The budget that they're going to approve, the Republican House is going to approve, is Nancy Pelosi's budget plus $30 billion. I'm not making this up. And no significant policy wins. A couple of, like, jokes. But that's where we stand right now. But people, the markets are understanding this. Because the good at a trillion, Bank of America came out and agreed with us. Bank of America, $1 trillion every 100 days. Make sure you go to birchgold.com/Bannon right now. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team. It's now time for you guys to get serious about this. So we'll allow you down from the ramparts for a call over to Birch Gold. How's that? Seriously, you got to get on top of this to understand it. We do a good job on the macro here, but you got to understand this in, as you're in your financial, your personal financial universe. Birchgold.com/Bannon. One of the biggest tells that they know we're not only winning right now, but there's a wave going to sweep up, and President Trump's going to be very serious about taking down the Ministry of State. Victoria Nuland, war criminal, architect of Ukraine, wife of Robert Kagan, who wrote the Red Caesar piece for the Washington Post, which is the moral justification of the assassination of Donald J. Trump, retired today from the State Department this morning. Jack Posobiec's going to join us. Raheem's already got it up at National Pulse. Victoria Nuland, preserve your documents and lawyer up, baby, because we are coming for you. You are the fountainhead of everything about this Ukraine situation. Remember, she just ran over there a week ago to stop the coup of the generals. Also, amazing stories in Washington Post and Semaphore, Ben Smith Semaphore, about Zelensky. There's no chance. There's a huge fight inside the country. There's no chance the parents are allowing the 500,000 new troops to be press ganged by Zelensky's oligarch government to have their lives wasted in the trenches on the Russian-speaking eastern border of these two Slavic entities. Let's go back to Rachel Maddow laid it out. She told him yesterday, because all of us wailing and gnashing teeth all day, and they were curled up in the fetal position, and Weissman sucking his thumb, and, you know, the whole thing, hair on fire, crying. She laid it down. Hey, the courts are not going to save us. Lawfare, we tried it. It didn't work. Didn't work. It's all about 5 November. And that's a call, clarion call to, hey, get up, get ready. We got to steal this because Trump's going to come in with more votes than he did in 2020. Two of the big villains in the piece, Engelbrecht was one. The trinity here were Engelbrecht, Cleta Mitchell, and Mike Lindell. Let's go to Cleta Mitchell, Election Integrity Network. Be specific, Cleta. Why is it? Because they're talking about not only you guys have gone around the country, you're doing training, you're recruiting people at every level. You're building momentum, you're building willpower, but you're also now starting to work in soft alliances, which has really got them freaked out. Why is the New York Times seem to have singled out my own Cleta Mitchell, who I know and love and has been one of my lawyers for over a decade? Why are they picking on you? You're one of the nicest, sweetest people I've ever met. Why are they picking on you, Cleta?
Because of the thousands and thousands of volunteers nationwide who are cleaning voter rolls, who are doing so much work. That's why they're going after us. They're going after me because I represent all of these wonderful volunteers who actually get out and read the law. Did you notice what they talked about? They talked about, oh my gosh, there's this statute that says the voter rolls have to be cleaned. And people are saying to their local election officials, clean the voter rolls. This law says you have to. They hate that. They hate the fact that there are people, patriots all over this country, many members of the posse. We need many, many, many more members of the posse to get engaged and get involved and help us, because we've got to get these illegal, bad registrations off the rolls, and we have to stop non-citizens from voting. That's something we're getting ready to unveil, a big, massive effort on that. So it's a lot of work, and people are being effective, and that's why they come after us.
The amazing thing was, you guys go down, and what Nick was reporting, and Rachel Maddow's face was like, what? She was reporting that you guys burrowed down into the law, into the local level, and found things the Secretary of State didn't even know, which shocked him. Merrick Garland, though, says in your efforts to – go ahead.
Well, here's the point. Let's just think about this. Why would these lefties, why would they want – thousands of dead people to be on the voter rolls? Why would they want duplicates on the voter rolls? Why would they want non-citizens on the voter rolls? Why would they want people who've moved away and voting in other states? Why would they want those people on the voter rolls? Let's ask ourselves that question. And I have to say, they are opposed to what we're doing because they want to cheat. They're cheaters. Democrats are cheaters. I wrote a piece about that a couple of years ago for the Federalists. That's the issue. They want to cheat. So they are upset because, and they say this in the article, that we're following the law. We're finding statutes. We're showing clerks, here's what the law says you have to do. And they think that that's a negative. I think it's pretty darned amazing.
Merrick Garland says that you're a nativist, xenophobe, racist, all of this because you're focused on principally on minorities, and obviously now with the illegal aliens, poor folks from around the world. What say you, ma'am?
I say, number one, the only votes that we are trying to, quote, suppress are people who should not be on the voter rolls. Illegal votes, illegally registered people, registrations that were void from the outset. And with regard to these non-citizens, these aliens that are coming, flooding into the country, I think that they are vulnerable voters. We have training on how to protect vulnerable voters. And I think that these migrants, that they're these millions of people that they're putting all over the country, I think that the left is intending to take advantage of them, to manipulate them, to get them to register and to get their votes captured. They don't want signature matching. They don't want any verification. They don't want voter ID. Now, why would they be opposed to that, Merrick Garland, AG? Why would any of you oppose that? Because you want to exploit those people. They want to exploit those vulnerable people for their own political power. And that's what I say to Merrick Garland. You putz, you are a terrible person because you're not protecting these vulnerable voters by keeping them in Mexico, by keeping them out of this country and away out of the clutches of the cartels, the drug lords, and these NGOs that are just trying to get them registered so the Democrats can stay in power. That's what we're up against. But we're not going, the only way we can stop them is if we have many, 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 many millions of people watching and doing something to stop it. That's what we're doing.
Clearly, they're really freaked out about the challenges. They said, you know, 360,000 came in Georgia. These challenges has them freaked out, and the overwhelming the election officials. Where do people go to find out more, particularly people who want to volunteer and put their shoulder to the wheel, use their agency here in the last 8 months in the run-up to it's not the most important election, one of the most important events in all of American history, which would be 5 November. Where do they go?
Go to whoscounting.us. And sign up. Just say that you want to sign up. You'll be asked for your name, address, your county. we need to know what county you're in, because that's how we can know who to assign to help start local task forces. We have a handbook, The Citizen's Guide to Building an Election Integrity Infrastructure. We have descriptions of all the things that people need to do. We have task forces and state coalitions around the country. If you go there and sign up, someone will get in touch with you about getting you plugged in and involved and engaged. What Catherine said is true. We need everyone engaged. Voting isn't enough. We got to watch these school, just like parents watch school board meetings. We need citizens watching the election board, the meetings, not to be angry, not to be hostile, but just to be part of watching every single thing that's going on and making sure they're following the law. That's the number one takeaway from that New York Times article and Rachel Maddow. They don't want the law to be followed. We want a lawful election. If we have a lawful election, we have a chance to win. They want to cheat. We have to stop them.
If we have a law, if we have a lawful election, Trump wins in a landslide. They have to steal it. They know that.
Cleta,
thank you so much, ma'am. Great hit on Rachel Maddow. Mike Lindell. Nick is actually, you know, most of the time they got you up there mocking you for the lumpy pillows or some crazy thing Mike Lindell's doing. They ain't laughing now, brother. That's a very serious reporter. That's a very serious story. Rachel Maddow knew it. And she had a look on her face is like she had seen a ghost. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, they're very much afraid, Stephen. It's the manifestation of hundreds of thousands of people's hard work over the last 3 years is coming out now. I have different entities. The Cause of America, I lead a group that in the Election Crime Bureau every Monday night reaches out to all the leaders, and that goes out to 300,000 people across all 50 states, everybody. We have the Frank Social app. You can get that. That's our election crime app. There are people you can, in your own neighborhood, you can check things out. Everything. We have the Mike Lindell Courage app, Steve. This Courage app now, you get that, and you can basically canvass your own neighborhood. And by the way, all these other groups out there, and even tied into Turning Point, all the information that comes through goes to my Election Crime Bureau, and we take that, and we're working from the higher up. You're going to hear some big news over the next week or two here that everything that goes out to these lawsuits, they're worried about that, but they're really worried about the stuff we're doing on the ground that you just heard that these other groups are doing. We're all tied together, Steve. We all want the same thing. Secure our election platforms. And you're right. Donald Trump wins. It's the biggest, reddest country you ever seen. 68% red is what it shows out there with the polling if you really had an election.
100%. If you really take the polling and you really do it, it's two-thirds of the country is MAGA.
Yep.
One-third is not.
Absolutely.
Two-thirds of this country is MAGA. And that's what they figured. Look at all. Mike, hang on for a second.
Yeah.
Birch Gold. Gold hit all time, $2,137. But that's not the key. You got to read the Bank of America report, all these other documents we put up, what they're doing and what the House, trying to get Chip and Russ vote, maybe tomorrow, maybe later today, on Super Tuesday. A financial fiasco. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go check it out right now. Back in a moment.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it. But you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that. $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Also, I know a lot of the folks love Jim Rickards coming on here, and want to make sure everybody goes to RickardsWarRoom.com, RickardsWarRoom.com, to get his news, get access to his newsletter. This is strategic intelligence. It's geopolitics, capital markets. If you love the aspects we do on the show, he puts out a monthly newsletter. He's now a contributor to the show. We're going to have him on a lot more often. In fact, I'll have him on later this week to give you an assessment of both Super Tuesday and, of course, Biden's State of the Union. Axios is reporting this morning, here's Biden's strategy. He can't talk about the invasion. That's not where he can't talk about the economy because that's a disaster for the American people. Can't talk about what he's doing national security geopolitics because that's also a disaster. Victoria Nuland quit today. Think about that for a second. The architect of Ukraine. Do you think you ought to give $60 billion to Ukraine? The architect just left the House. So not doing that, he said that he's going to go on a full attack mode on Trump and MAGA, that we're threats to democracy, that we are insurrectionists, we are Confederates, all of it. My point, bring it. If that's what you got, dude, bring it. Bring it and bring it hard. As Rachel Maddow so charitably said the other day, we'll have Steve Bannon's charm offensive. I'm not looking to be charming. I'm looking to defeat these people and then to, I don't know, prosecute the guilty. Oh, we have plenty of time for that later. First, it's victory. Mike Lindell, you know, Jimmy Kimmel mocks you. All these guys mock and ridicule you. You're a clown. You're a bozo. Hey, the guy at the New York Times that's deep diving on this thing, he ain't laughing. And Rachel Maddow, who's the smartest of them, she's not laughing either. One of the things that shocked him and shocked her was she goes, they're creating software? tell us about that.
Well, they're very much worried, Steve. When I announced the plan in August to secure our elections, we've developed software that actually detects that these machines are online. And that was the biggest lie. That blocked any evidence going through for the last 3 years. Our machines aren't online. Our machines aren't online. And they're very concerned about that. We put it out in the November 7th election, this last election, 2023, and we had them all over the country. And you had articles come out like in Kentucky. If Mike Lindell comes here, we're going to arrest him for bringing his devices in. All they are is a device that shows, hey, if they're not online, then don't lie. Look what just happened in South Carolina where they shut it down because the internet was down. It doesn't make sense, Steve. And they're concerned about that. Remember, I got to take off my tinfoil hat when that judge ruled in Georgia that if you question these machines, you're not a conspiracy theorist anymore. So that ship sailed. Everybody can question things and question our election platforms. And we're working at every level to make them secure, every level. And that's what we need. It's not just one thing. It's everything we can do. And everybody out there needs to be courageous and get involved.
No, this is a tidal wave of folks. This is a group effort. President Trump can't do everything. He's got enough on his shoulders. His plate's more than full. And they're badgering today. You know, of course, Fox, Murdoch News, naturally has Tricky Nikki on the sofa this morning talking to the guys on the sofa, how great she is and what she's doing. And she's running to defend the country and all that. And they get President Trump on there. All they do is badger him. They're badgering him about the $400 million. It's just sickening. This is why people have to have his back. This movement, which has got all the spirit and all the willpower we need, just needs to be focused. Mike, people really came up to me at this amazing Ken Paxton. We're going to get Ken on here, I think, in a little while. General Paxton to talk about about Texas. And Texas is in the balance right now, folks, between MAGA and the Bush Rove junta that runs that beautiful and great state. Mike, the deal, what they're saying, they love the deals you give to the Warren Posse exclusively. Walk us through. What do you got for us?
We've got something we've never done before in history, everybody. It's an open box special. This is from our warehouse in Minnesota. And what we've done, these are slippers. Originally were $139. This is an open box special. We've only done for the War Room Posse. It's the first ever, $19.99. Obviously, we only have so many of them. They're about two-thirds gone, everybody. So get them, a War Room exclusive. Get them today. I don't know how much longer they're going to last. Promo code WARROOM. MyPillow.com. Call that number there on the screen. But here's everything. You can get all the other specials that are Warm Room exclusive. The six-piece towel sets for six-piece for $29.98. There's the original MyPillow Premiums, $24.77 for a queen, a few dollars more for a king size. There's that open box special on those slippers, $19.99. We've got the bathrobes we got on sale. The bed sheets, $24.99 and $39.99. So we put all these on sale for the War Room. The operators, when we have the show in the morning here, Steve, 800-873-1062, you guys have saved their jobs. I'm happy to report that we fought back in these states where the IRS was attacking us, and we won. And it was because of you that kept them, kept their confidence up. It gets my confidence up that I can go, like I'm heading to Illinois today. I'm doing 9 speaking things in 3 days. And I just came from Georgia, Florida. After that, I'll be going to Texas. So I'm out there. We're working on the ground, just like the New York Times is very much afraid of, and Rachel Maddow. We're able to do this because of the War Room Posse, supporting this great employee-owned USA company, MyPillow, and all their families. And we thank you so much.
Brother, thank you so much. We'll catch you. We'll catch you later this afternoon. You go with God and keep grinding. You're doing great work.
Thank you, Stern.
Let me have Steve Stern. Steve Stern, you're also part of this. I got Patty McMurray too. Steve, tell us what you got going on. How can people get engaged? Because when Rachel Maddow freaks out, that's a good thing. We're going to hit a tidal wave of individuals. Everybody is, the pitchfork crowd is coming. And they're going to make sure this is not stolen. We have lawyers at every level, but this is a grassroots populist uprising to say, not only do we support Trump, we are never going to allow again to happen in 2020, because we've seen what's happened in this country, and we're not going to tolerate it anymore. Steve Stern, what do you got for us?
So we have a big event coming up Monday, the 11th, and we still have a few tickets left because they enlarge it, because I'm going to tell you who's coming. So this is going to be a Trump International. And we've invited a famous person to come. We hope he comes. And what's going to happen in this event? It's going to be a golf tournament. It's going to be a speaking event. We have Mel Kay, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Rudy Giuliani, many, many other people. And we are doing something called Patriots on the Green. You can sign up for it. You can come to me at sstern1054@gmail.com. We will get you in. And what's going to happen is this is a Patriots on the Green summit event. And it's brought to you by the Broward Republican Executive Committee, Chris Marino chair, Steve Stern vice chair. And join us for this unforgettable day of golf and solutions for securing our elections and precinct strategy success stories. And why that's important, because we're going to have some Patriots there. And we're going to present
one more time. Where do people go, Steve? Where do people go to to find out more about the event?
Patriots on the Green Solutions Summit. 50 states, one person from each state will be on, talking about all these great events that's happening in every state and how they can get involved and why that's important and what do you have to do. And what we're going to talk to you about, go ahead. This is going to be on Rumble, Facebook.
And what day is that?
This is going to be Monday, this coming Monday, the 11th. It's right up there on the screen. And then following that, on Thursday, we're going to have a huge Zoom meeting for election security with top people, just like you were talking about today. And we're going to change a lot of things that are going on. And, of course, we're going to have precinct strategy. Okay. Go ahead.
Yep. Okay, Steve, thank you so much. Thank you. Make sure we get that out there. Grace and Mo put it out. Patty McMurray, part of this story in the New York Times, part of it, you've already had a response from Gateway Pundit. What is the beef? What's the situation in Michigan that you're all over?
We have an organization in Michigan called Check My Vote. It's an all-volunteer organization. It's run by volunteers, two brilliant men, Bonnie Majavati and Tim Vetter, who started this organization. They're both involved in the IT business. They created a website where individuals in Michigan can go and check their vote on the voter rolls. I tested it out myself and discovered that I was still registered to vote at the home that I grew up in over 30 years ago. And I actually had to go drive to the clerk an hour away and ask them to remove my name from the voter rolls after I discovered it was still there over 30 years later. So this is an important tool for citizens, and it's really doing the work that Eric is not doing. The electronic voter registration group that used to be run by David Becker, the Democrat operative, one of the top Democrat operatives in America, as you know, Steve. So this Check My Vote is being challenged by New York Times reporter Alexandra Berzon, who has made it her personal mission to try to discredit them. And in doing so, they've kind of played their hand, I think. What they're doing is they're trying to say that Check My Vote is only interested in going into urban areas. Interestingly, they didn't care when GBI Strategies was only going into urban areas to collect fake voter registrations, but it concerns them that they're cleaning up the voter rolls in Michigan. So they wrote a hit piece on Check My Vote.
Yeah. But hang on for a second. And I want to go back to this. In Check My Vote, she says you people have an obsession. You're obsessed. It's like a cult.
Yeah.
You're trying to be citizens, right? I just want to make sure I understand, because we know her, right? She's a tough reporter, but she is somehow maniacally focused on you guys. And I assume, knowing the New York Times, I do, and she and Nick are grinders. They do a ton of work. She's come, I think, to all the – I've seen her, and she's come to all the Mike Lindell events. I mean, she's a worker. They're working this. But I take it that they're obsessed with your guys because they understand that what you're doing is working. Am I incorrect on that?
No, you're not incorrect. In fact, I recently wrote a story based on the work that Check My Vote did that identified an address in Holland, Michigan that was a non-existent address that had 19 registered voters. Of the 19 registered voters at this fake address, 8 of them had voted. I believe it was a total of 13 votes that they cast between the 2020 and 2022 election. And we were able to verify that with the county clerk, Bob Janetsky, who's been fabulous in helping us to uncover, you know, these inconsistencies in the voter rolls. The story came out and the Holland Police Department was asked to investigate it. They turned the investigation over to Jocelyn Benson's office. And I've been told that since then, Jocelyn Benson has quietly removed that address from the voter rolls that had 19 voters attached to it and eight people who had voted.
No.
But that's not what this reporter is interested in talking about as a success story. So let me tell you, this isn't a racial issue. Holland is primarily a white district, and this is ridiculous. I mean, these individuals are doing a great job of going through. They're all volunteers. They have 1,000 of them. Check My Vote. It's an amazing organization.
Yeah. Folks, we won Michigan in 16 by 10,000 votes. Every vote's going to hit 25 of these big counties. Every vote's going to count. One more time. Where do they go, Patty McMurray, to get to this fantastic group? Check it out.
Checkmyvote.org is the group. Yeah. And go there and fantastic. Check it out. They're working with other states as well.
Yeah. No, this is a software that's talking about. Real quickly, what's your social media, how they get to you at the great Gateway Pundit?
You can find me at the Gateway Pundit. I primarily focus on Michigan stories. There's more than enough to keep me busy in the state.
Patty, if Biden doesn't win Michigan, he's not going to be president of the United States. They know this. Michigan is like the new Arizona. It's Arizona, Michigan. He got to win. He's got mathematically. He has to win Michigan. And I say half. So you don't think they're going to be stealing in Wayne County? Come on, baby. Patty, thank you so much, girl. You're doing a great job. Fantastic. Tip of the spear. Short commercial break. We're going to be back in the war room. Hopefully, we're going to go to the great state of Texas, where it's all in the balance. MAGA and the Trump movement versus Bush Rove. Next in the war room.
You should choose an air purifier like your life depends on it, because it just might. More than 35,000 wildfires have devastated the U.S. this year. The toxins and particles in wildfire smoke can penetrate our lungs and threaten our health. That's why EnviroCleanse developed military-grade air purification for your home. And they just announced their biggest sale of the year. Save a massive 30% off during their Labor Day sale. EnviroCleanse is specifically designed to wipe out airborne chemicals and viruses known to cause illness, allergies, and difficulty breathing. Even toxic gases and particles found in wildfire smoke are no match for EnviroCleanse. That's why the Department of Defense chose EnviroCleanse to protect the air on board our Navy combatants. And EnviroCleanse comes with a free professional air quality monitor, so you know your family's breathing purified air. Now's the time to save 30% off your air purification unit. Get the free air quality monitor and fast free shipping. That's a $250 savings. Visit ekpure.com and use code Steve. That's ekpure.com, code Steve. Let me repeat, ekpure.com, code Steve. ekpure.com, code Steve. Take action, use your agency, do it today, get the benefits of the sale.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, today, a little different take on the show, and here's the reason, to get back to the old school religion, right? We're going Old Testament this morning. The reason is, and I want to go back to Rachel Maddow, and in this information war, and I realize a lot of folks can't stand the sound of her voice, but you've got to pay attention to it because it's smart. It's the way they roll over there. The New York Times and MSNBC, and MSNBC essentially takes the New York Times and the Washington Post and puts it on television. And you have to understand that this is what the power of that is. And she's focused. She told you the courts are not going to save us. She gave it to him with both barrels. The courts are not going to save us. And it's going to be 5 November and 5. And then she immediately went to the work of Cleta Mitchell and Catherine Engelbrecht and the Stop the Steal crowd and Mike Lindell and all of it. And they weren't. Hey, they weren't making fun and mocking Cleta and Mike Lindell. This is very serious. Nick is a very serious reporter, and Berzon's a very serious reporter. And they are freaked out about the efforts that are being made at the grassroots level. And now these groups are starting to work together, and it's starting to come together. We got a lot to go, don't get me wrong, but we cannot and we will not let this election be stolen again. Talk about a fight in a civil war. Very honored to have now Attorney General Ken Paxton from Texas. Attorney General Paxton, I was so honored to go to Marty B's in Denton on Sunday. It was 1,000 people there, all to support your candidates. I want you to just take a second. You know, our audience, you became a global figure on this impeachment trial, and our audience really started to understand how the Bush Rove junta still runs Texas. But people are so blown away by the quality of candidates you have at the congressional level, at the House level, at the Senate level, at the appellate court justice. Walk us through how this all hangs in the balance today in the great state of Texas, really the leading MAGA state out there, sir.
Well, first of all, thank you for coming out. It was extremely meaningful to the people that were there. And it's very symbolic of how important Texas is. And it's important because if we cannot hold on to Texas, the goal here is for the Democrats to have a one-party country where they never really have to worry about elections because they have control of enough states. And so taking Texas would do that. And so they have fought to get control of our Texas House with our Speaker, Drunk Dade, who literally lets the Democrats elect him, and then they control the agenda, which effectively stops most of our good things from getting through. Secondly, the Court of Criminal Appeals was taken over by George Soros, a Republican, but they struck down statutes that directed me to prosecute voter fraud, given that the only other people that can do that are the district attorneys controlled by George Soros in the big counties. We're in serious trouble, and that's why I've spent the last 6 months of my life since the impeachment on the road recruiting candidates for the Texas House, for the Texas Senate, and for the Court of Criminal Appeals. It's extremely important to the whole country how this turns out today.
Walk us through why this one I don't get with all the patriots and the grassroots efforts and MAGA and America First. And I mean, and Texas is so important, not just to the country, but really to the world as far as its freedom goes and its cussedness and toughness. Why is the Bush and Rove apparatus? Why do they hate you personally? And why do they literally hate Trump and MAGA? Why is it when we're the political muscle and could deliver them overwhelming victories? Why is the biggest enemies we have outside of Soros down in Texas the Bush junta?
Because they don't agree with us on the issues, and they want to retain power. So they can't win at the ballot box. I've beaten their candidates in the last two of my attorney general races were against Bush candidates, including George B. Bush. So they can't win at the ballot box. So they try to go after us legally. And then they use these sort of very sneaky ways of getting control of places like the Texas House, where it looks like we're in charge, the reality is the Democrats figured out how to block vote and control which Republicans are running the show. And the same thing with Court of Appeals. No one paid attention to this court. No one knows who's on that court, but George Soros figured it out. The Bushes have figured it out. And they want the power, and they don't agree with us on the issues. They don't like Donald Trump. They don't like me because they don't agree with us on the issues. They're much more aligned with Biden, Obama, Clinton than they are with us.
General Paxton, where do people go today to find out if they need to go vote, where they go vote? This is a get-out-the-vote day. What's the best place to send people? And what's your social media? Because people want to follow you.
At Ken Paxton TX, we're sending endorsements out. You'll have to check your local county because there's so many different voting locations based on where you live. And then KenPaxton.com. We have all of that on my website so you can see who we're endorsing. And it's so hard to know really who to vote for in some of these races because people just don't know these people. I know them. I've watched them. I'm trying to make a difference because it doesn't matter if I'm suing Biden if we're losing the state behind my back.
No, I got to tell you, it's an incredible slate of people. And the event the other day was incredible. 1,000 people on a Sunday afternoon. And it shows you you're revered in that state and throughout the country by MAGA. So, Attorney General Paxton, keep fighting. Your people got your back.
Hey, let me just mention three names. Gina Parker, Lee Finley, sure, and David Shank for the Court of Criminal Appeals. And then John Devine for Texas Supreme Court. Because everybody in Texas can vote for those candidates. And they're super important. So the rest of them, they're going to have to go look at my website.
Give us. I want the appeals court and the other one. Again, give us those three names.
Yeah. So Texas Supreme Court, John Devine, he's an incumbent. But he's very conservative, and they're trying to take him out. And then Court of Criminal Appeals, which is our Supreme Court for criminal matters, is Gina Parker is a challenger. She's good. David Shank is a challenger. He's good. And Lee Finley is a challenger to the Court of Criminal Appeals, and he's good. Those are the three to vote for.
General Paxton, thank you so much. Thank you so much for hosting us. And I know it's going to be a late night tonight, but we'll be all over this. Hopefully talk to you tomorrow, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The Trump movement goes up against Bush today in Texas. Make sure you go check it all out, particularly locally. There's tons of course, we got Brandon Gill. You got John O'Shea. They were highlighted today in Politico as two MAGA candidates that the establishment down there absolutely hates. You know why? Because they're associated in line with President Trump. The Bush apparatus, the Rove apparatus, absolutely hates Trump. Hates Trump. And they're making Texas the battleground. A civil war in the Republican Party down there. And today we're going to see what kind of progress we're making. I think pretty good. The slate of candidates is unbelievable. So make sure you go check it out in Texas today. Joe Allen, haven't had time to have Joe on. He's got so much great stuff he's working on. We are going to get him back up here. But one thing he continues to warn me about is the merger of cyber and artificial intelligence. Remember, we're one of the leaders in following this story over the last 3-4 years because we've had Joe Allen on board. The merger of that makes everything you've got in your life potentially can be exposed, but particularly your title to your home. 80% of your net worth minimum is tied up. If you're lucky enough to own a home, you're under 35, kind of tough break for a swell guy or gal. Make sure that some hard money lender can't get in with a cyber criminal. Take out a second that you got to pay back. HomeTitleLock.com. Go check it out today. 90 seconds back in the war room.
For War Room veterans, you know we have been all over this supply chain issue with China and medications and the active pharmaceutical ingredients. China has a stranglehold on us where there's a way to break that. Jace Medical. I got an emergency medication kit from them. The FDA just declared a global shortage of medication and warned that critical antibiotics are in extreme short supply across the United States. But you know that because you're a viewer or listener of the show. Now, here's the action you can take to correct. Do yourself and your family a favor and get your Jace case right now. It's a pack of 5 prescription antibiotics you'll have on hand for common emergencies. Just visit JaceMedical.com. That's Jace, J-A-S-E, JaceMedical.com. Take a few minutes and fill out the form. Your information will be reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medication will be dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. You'll be glad you have the Jace case. Go to Jace Medical. That's one word, J-A-S-E, Medical.com, and enter code Bannon at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Bannon at Jase, J-A-S-E, medical.com. You know what the problem is because you've watched the show. You can break, you can take action and break that problem by going to Jase Medical and get your Jase case today. Action, action, action. .com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.